When he first heard Shell was going to build a large chemical plant in Beaver County, Richard Russell says he was optimistic.
It seemed exciting. You felt like your resources were valued, like this is going to be big.
Russell lives in Brighton Township, not far from the plant. When it goes back online, it will make plastic out of ethane, a component of natural gas produced by the region's fracking industry. At a hot dog shop not far from his house, Russell said that when the plant opened in the fall, it lit up the night sky, especially when its flare was burning.
I mean, I'm telling you, it is like a fire-breathing dragon on that higher flare.
Since opening in November, there have been problems. A sulfuric acid spill, strange odors, and lots of flaring, in which companies burn off chemicals without putting workers at risk. The process releases pollutants like volatile organic compounds or VOCs, which contribute to smog. Within a month of operation, the plant had already exceeded its yearly allotment for VOCs of 500 tons. For Russell, the rough opening has raised questions.
What's going to happen once it does come operational? If they're having this many problems now, are there more problems? I mean, they say they'll get better, but this leaves a lot of questions.
The plant has so far amassed over a dozen air quality violations from the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection for not only VOCs, but visible emissions, nitrogen oxides, and carbon monoxide pollution. In April, there was a large odor event. The plant announced it was shutting down for a while to work out some of its problems. Still, a lot of people are happy that the plant's here. Dina Weary lives in Beaver Falls, about 6 miles away. She knows several people who've gotten jobs at the plant.
I think it's been a very good, has a big impact on the community. It's brought in a lot of business, a lot of people from out of town, and brought in a lot of revenue.
At the height of construction, Shell employed 9,000 workers. Now the employment level is around 600. Shell didn't respond to a request for an interview, but recently held an online community meeting. At that meeting, Christopher Kuhlman, an environmental contractor for the company, said the April odor resulted in elevated VOCs and benzene levels and made some workers sick.
These symptoms usually go away once the odor is gone. And this was consistent with what we saw among workers who reported symptoms like headaches, eye irritation, watery eyes.
At the meeting, plant manager Bill Watson said he expects operations to improve. But he said on a construction project this big, the largest in the state since World War II, there are bound to be problems in the beginning.
There's millions and millions of moving parts that come together on the site, some very, very big, others very, very small. And it's standard that it takes a while to get everything up and running smoothly.
That may be so, but Russell of Brighton Township thinks Shell's performance so far will make many nearby question the plant's long-term future.
I don't think anything's more important than your health and safety and your longevity. And, you know, you may have to come to the hard decision of, do I want to live near this neighbor or am I going to move?
Even some of Shell's biggest supporters are expressing concern. Jack Manning is a Beaver County commissioner.
I defend the industry, but I can't defend how the plant is being run.
Manning used to work in the petrochemical industry. He's told company officials that his patience with their mistakes won't last forever.
But I've also told people, if you cross a line that shouldn't be crossed, we're going to have a different conversation. And I can't defend you. And right now, nobody's crossed that line.
Shell officials say they know they have to improve, though they haven't released a timeline for when the plant will go back online. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.